Over 2,400 Jamaicans island-wide have received the keys to their own home under the government's Indigent Housing Project. The initiative, which involves the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing and Food for the Poor, seeks to provide housing solutions to the island's indigent. Already, the initiative has been receiving high praises from those who have benefited. Residents of Braco in Trelawny are the latest beneficiaries under the program. The keys to 5 units were handed over to new homeowners in the Braco community, which lies about 15 kilometers east of Falmouth. Beneficiary Christine Jenkins says that she has been living on the streets for some time. Miss Jenkins, a mother of 5, says her life has been significantly improved thanks to the Indigent Housing Project.
I thank Food for the Poor Housing Trust for giving me this house, me and my family. I thank you so much because most of the time I am on the street, me and my children. So I'm thankful for it.
Each 2-bedroom unit costs $6,400, of which the government provides 50% through support from the Petchacaribe Development Fund. Each unit consists of comfortable living space, a bathroom facility, a kitchenette, and access to solar power. Minister without portfolio with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says through public-private partnerships, the government will continue its program to construct housing solutions for Jamaicans.
This type of partnership that we have had with Food for the Poor is something that the government of Jamaica is very mindful that it is only with the partnership with Food for the Poor within the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing and the government to recognize that one hand can't clap. Two hands have to clap, public and private sector.
Dr. Guy says work will continue on additional units. Executive Director for Food for the Poor, David Mayer, says his organization is happy to be part of the housing development program.
Food for the Poor is extremely proud of the collaboration with the government in this life-changing housing development program. And we are optimistic that this housing initiative will help break the cycle of poverty and restore hope to our beneficiaries.
He says the housing initiative is part of the organization's mission to assist the nation's indigent.
Building low-income housing has always been at the forefront of our mission. This could not have been possible without the help of key partners and stakeholders who have invested their time and resources into the lives of the less fortunate. It is against this background that I express sincere gratitude to the government of Jamaica through the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing and the Petchacaribe Development Fund and their significant contributions.
Executive Director for Food for the Poor, David Mayer. Member of Parliament for North Trelawny, Patrick Atkinson, who was on hand to witness the presentation of the keys to beneficiaries, emphasized the government's commitment to provide housing solutions to Jamaicans.
One of the fundamental commitments of the government is to continue to empower its people by giving them a piece of the rock and to give them housing.
Member of Parliament for North Trelawny, Patrick Atkinson. Residents in all 63 constituencies across Jamaica are benefiting from the Indigent Housing Project.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.